我们刚刚读的这段经文是耶稣在被钉十字架之前那个晚上对门徒对话的一个记载。
This is an account of Jesus talking to his disciples the night before the crucifixion.
也就是说，再过几个小时之后，耶稣就要被钉十字架。
Which means this was just a few hours before Jesus was crucified on the cross.
我实在很难想象耶稣在当时内心里的煎熬跟痛苦。
It's hard for me to imagine the pain and struggle that Jesus is going through.
耶稣在这些日子以来，一直以明示的方式或暗示的方式，想要告诉门徒，做好他们他要离世的心理准备。
During this period of time, whether by explicitly saying or implying, Jesus often tried to prepare his disciples for his departure.
但是门徒们呢，又顿顿傻傻的。
However, his disciples were quite oblivious.
他们之前一直心里有一个抵抗耶稣这一类的提示。
They were unconsciously denying the message that Jesus was trying to send.
他们也没有山雨欲来风满楼的感受。
The mountain storms were about to come, but they were unaware of the coming catastrophe.
但是就在这个晚上，他们发现气氛不同了。
But this very night, they felt that the atmosphere was different.
耶稣跟他们说什么呢？耶稣跟他们说，你们要彼此相爱，众人就因此认出你是我的门徒了。
So what did Jesus say to them? He said, "You must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples."
耶稣到底在说什么呢？耶稣的意思是说，就算我不跟你们在一起，别人以后也能认出你们是跟随的是谁，你们是我的门徒。
So what is he saying? He's saying, even though I will no longer be with you, everyone will know who you follow.
这下子门徒紧张了。他们听懂了。
At this moment, the disciples understood.
这里面的大弟子彼得马上就急着发问。
The lead disciple, Peter, quickly asked,
耶稣啊，你要去哪？
Lord, where are you going?
要是别人跟不了你，我是跟定你了。
Even if others cannot follow you, I will follow you wherever you go.
因为我离不开你。
Because I can't leave you.
耶稣了解他们心里的不安。
Jesus understood their worries.
耶稣紧接着说，
He responded,
不要忧愁，我走是为了你们的好处，是为你们预备未来。
Don't worry, I am leaving for your benefit. It is to prepare for your future.
并且我往哪里去，你们是知道的。
You know where I am going.
那是一条通天的道路。
And you know the way there.
而且你们也知道那条路。
You know the way there.
但是这一下子让门徒们更加的迷惘和紧张了。
But this added to the disciples' worry and confusion.
他们现在意识到，非但耶稣现在要离开他们，而且耶稣要去到一个地方是他们现在没办法去的地方。
They sense that not only is Jesus leaving, but he's also going to a place where they cannot go.
连一个不常说话的多马这个门徒呢，他也说话了。
Even Thomas, who doesn't speak much, spoke.
他说：“主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？”
He said, "Lord, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way to heaven?"
多马在这边说什么呢？他说：“耶稣，你说我知道这条路。”
What he's actually saying is, "Lord, you say I know the way."
哎，但是我不认为。
But I really don't.
我实在不知道你在说什么。你要是你不在的话，你不引路，我们怎么能够走完这条人生的道路，并且能到天堂路呢？
He said, "I don't know what you're saying. If you're not here, if you're not guiding us, how can we finish the way on life on earth and move on to heaven?"
门徒们问耶稣这个问题。
The disciples asked Jesus these questions.
是因为舍不得耶稣。
Because they couldn't let Jesus go.
也对自己的未来前途非常茫然跟害怕。
And because they were perplexed and afraid of their future.
他们现在非常关切耶稣的动向和生死。
So now they really paid attention to Jesus' life and his intent.
照理来说，耶稣接下来要对门徒回答的这个问题呢，应该只有关心关切耶稣的人才会感到有兴趣才对。
So given this context, what Jesus is about to say really only pertains to those who care about him.
因为除了巴勒斯坦，谁还理会耶稣这号人物的死活跟动向呢？
Because outside of Palestine, who would really care about this person named Jesus and whether or not he's alive?
但是耶稣接下来的回答却震撼了整个人类的过去、现在和未来。
But the response of Jesus has really shaken mankind, past, present, and future.
甚至震撼了四千英里以外的中国。
Even in China, which is 4,000 miles away.
在四千英里外的中国，有一位人物叫孔子，他说过一句话。
In China, there was a person named Confucius, and he said,
他说朝闻道，夕死可矣。也就是说，如果有一天他在早上能够听到天道的真理的话，他到晚上断气了，也死而无憾。
He said, if I hear the way of truth in the morning, I'm content even to die in that evening.
结果，孔子到死，他也没找到这个真道。
But when Confucius died, he never really found the truth he wished to find.
他实在是死不瞑目啊。
He died in regret.
但是就没想到，在他死后450年，在巴勒斯坦地的耶稣说的话，却达成了孔子的愿望。
And who would have thought that 450 years later in Palestine, Jesus' response would fulfill the desire of Confucius?
耶稣说什么呢？
So what did Jesus say?
他说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
而且在这边中文应该说，我就是那道路、那真理、那生命。
Said, I am
the way,
the way, the way, the truth, and the life.
而这个宣告对我们今天又有何干呢？
But what does this proclamation have to do with any of us?
耶稣说他是道路、真理、生命，是一个讲不完也太丰富的命题了。
Jesus said he is the way, the truth, and the life. This is a proclamation too great to preach in just one sermon.
他们可以是一个程序性、间接性的一个宣告。
These three attributes, the way, the truth, and the life, can be sequentially dependent.
道路显明真理。
The way reveals the truth.
而真理又引出了生命。
And the truth induces life.
我们也可以从另一个角度来了解耶稣的宣告。
Or we can look at this from another way.
它是一个复合性的命题。
This is a composite proposition.
这三样单独的东西也同样的互相包含。
These three all contain one another.
而今天我们要从真理和生命的角度去了解耶稣讲的道路是哪一种道路。
And today we are going to think from the perspective of the truth and the life to understand the way that Jesus was referring to.
因为道路是耶稣回答多马问题的主题。
Because the way is a key idea in Jesus' response to Thomas.
耶稣说他就是真理。
Jesus said he is the truth.
我们马上就要问一个问题，那何谓真理呢？
So what is the meaning of the truth?
首先，真理是指有一个事实真相，是一个真实的东西。
First of all, the truth is something factual and real.
在真理里面，一切都是事实、真诚，没有谎言，没有任何失误，没有任何的失算。
Meaning, it's all about facts. There are no lies, no mistakes, and no miscalculations.
在中国几次发现有假鸡蛋、假奶粉等重大的食品安危事件之后。
So in China, there were many incidences of fake eggs or fake powdered milk.
就开始流传了这么一个故事。
So a story has been spread like this.
有一个农夫，他花了毕生的积蓄，又加上贷款，就买了大批能获高利的种子。
There was a peasant who spent all of his life savings, as well as a loan from the bank, to buy seeds to make a profit.
他把这些种子撒在他的田地里面。
He sowed his seeds in his farmland.
经过几个月非常辛苦的耕耘，到了秋天却一无所获。
But after months of hard work, he received no harvest in the autumn.
结果他发现种子是假的。
And then he found out the seeds were fake.
结果这个农夫在非常痛苦之 鱼，他决定他要喝农药，一死百了。
The peasant, in great despair, decided to commit suicide.
他就买了一罐农药，就喝下来自杀。
He bought a bottle of pesticide, planning to drink and kill himself.
结果家人发现之后，立刻把他送到医院急诊室。
But after drinking the pesticide, his family found him and sent him to the emergency room.
结果医生诊断之后，出来跟家人说：“不要紧，不要紧，还好，还好。”
After a diagnosis, the doctor came out to the family and said, "Don't worry, everything's all right."
因为他喝的农药是假的。
Because the pesticide he drank was fake.
打打点滴就没事，他就可以回家了。
Just give him some IV and he will be okay.
结果不幸的是，这个农夫还是死了。
Unfortunately, the peasant still died.
因为点滴也是假的。
Because the IV was fake.
啊，这是可悲的一件事情。但是可能是一个笑话。
Though this story is a joke,
但是这可能与事实相差不远啊。
Something like this might not be far from the truth.
我父亲在台湾是做电子工程的，他是一位电子工程师。
My father was an electrical engineer in Taiwan.
他在台湾工作了近30年之后，终于退休，打算决定移民到美国来。
After working for 30 years, he retired and emigrated to the United States.
他到美国不久之后，不久就在 Queens 遇到一位自称是电路板公司老板。
Not long after, he met a person in Queens who claimed to be the owner of an electric circuit company.
他们就开始结交，他就跟我爸爸说，希望我爸爸能用他的退休金投资于他的公司，让他们一起发展这个电子电路板事业。
He wished for my father to use his retirement money to invest in his company.
并且邀请我爸爸到他的工厂去参观。
He also invited my father to be the manager of the company.
我爸爸一去，实际上那一天我也跟着一去，一看果然有许多员工在那边埋头非常辛勤的工作。
So he asked my father to have a tour of the facility, and indeed many people were busy inside the facility.
我爸爸看到之后心里非常开心。
After seeing this, my father was extremely happy.
你觉得没想到移民到美国之后还能回到他自己熟悉的本行。
He never thought that after moving to the United States, he'd be able to continue the career he was familiar with.
他能够有事业的第二春。
That he'd have a second start of his career.
太好了。
This is great.
于是他就把他自己在台湾退休金开始转账到这家公司。
So he started to transfer his funds to the company.
结果没想到钱一进去之后，我爸爸开始联络不到这个老板了。
He didn't think that once the money transferred, he'd be unable to contact the owner.
等到他再跑去那个工厂去看的时候
，Trying to find the owner, he revisited the facility.
啊，已经人去楼空了。
And once he did, he found that it was completely empty.
原来一切都是假的。
Turns out that everything was fake.
还好后来我爸爸有信主了。
It's a good thing that my father later on accepted the Lord.
有真正并且有价值的人生观啊。
This helped him to have a correct perspective on life.
不然如果说他人生的目的就是要开电子工厂的话。
Otherwise, if his goal in life was just to have an electric circuit company.
我饿死才怪啊。
He would have grudges for the rest of his life.
想想我们如果努力计划我们的人生。
Think about it. If we pay all our attention to plan for our lives,
花了毕生的心血走到一条我们所计划的道路上
and invest all of our resources in this way,
也许是感情
whether it be for relationships,
也许是学业
or academic degrees,
或者事业
or careers,
或者宗教
or religion.
但是如果到那个时候到死之前才发现原来是假的
only to later find out that it's all fake,
是错的
Or wrong,
而且是一切都不算数的
or doesn't count,
来不及了
then it's too late.
那不是太恐怖了吗
Isn't that terrifying?
耶稣说他就是真理
Jesus said he is the truth.
他不但是教导真理而他本身就是真理
He not only teaches the truth, he is the truth.
这是多么令人兴奋高兴的事情
This is both amazing and exciting.
原来我们许多人追寻一生的目的，原来就是他自己啊。
He should be the pursuit of our lives.
有了耶稣，就有了真理啊。
When you have Jesus, you have the truth.
你有了他，你的人生就活在真理里面。
When you have him, you are living in the truth.
在这个真理当中，你就非常清楚你今天所做的 是跟未来是有关系的。
In the truth, you will understand that everything you do today has a purpose for the future.
是有意义的，是有关系的。
Has a meaning.
但是话说回来
，But on the other hand,
我们就反要思考说，哎，我们怎么知道耶稣讲的这句话是真的
？How do we know what Jesus is saying is real?
那么重要的宣告
，For something this important,
我们听的人，我们必须要好好去思考，去验证。他讲的这句话是不是真的
？We must verify what he is saying to see if it's really real.
我太太常说，她嫁给我之前
，My wife often says to me before she married me.
她以为我是一个圣人。
She thought I was a holy man.
我不知道我应该是高兴还是很羞愧啊。
I don't know if I should be glad or ashamed.
我不知道我应该是笑还是哭啊，听到这句话。
I don't know if I should laugh or cry.
然后请拜托大家千万不要追问他，他言下之意到底是什么意思啊
？I beg everyone here not to ask her the implications of this statement.
啊，今天我的小学同学，有几个小学同学在这。
Today, my elementary school friends are and classmates are here.
我就不敢跟大家说我是品学兼优的好学生，我在非常听老师的话。
I wouldn't dare to say that I was a good student, that I always listened to the teacher.
因为他们会大笑。
Or else they would laugh.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我在我跟我非常熟悉人面前说大话的话，马上就会出糗。
Because if I brag before the people who really know me, I'll be embarrassed.
天天跟我们在一起生活的人。
Those people who live with us every day,
他们时时刻刻看到我们里里外外的一切的举动。
They can really see our actions inside and out.
我们在他们面前假不了。
We can't fake who we are around them.
耶稣的门徒那个时候天天与他一起吃喝坐席，旅行传道。
Jesus' disciples every day ate, drank, traveled, and lived with Jesus.
已经三年半。
For 3.5 years.
当耶稣在他的门徒面前说他就是真理的时候
And when Jesus claimed in front of his disciples that he is the truth,
他们的门徒没有反驳
His disciples showed no objection.
非但如此他们还接受并且宣扬这件事情
And they accepted and believed this statement.
甚至到最后为此牺牲生命
They even proclaimed and died for this statement.
光光这一点就印证了这个宣告的真实性。
This point alone proves that Jesus' proclamation is real.
我们要必须要知道，圣经里面的福音书不是耶稣写的，是耶稣门徒写的。
The Gospels in the Bible weren't written by Jesus, but they were written by his disciples.
这些门徒没有听过耶稣讲过一句谎言。
These disciples never heard any lie from Jesus.
从来没有看过他做过一件错事。
They never saw him do any wrong.
没有说错任何的预言
Or see him give any incorrect prophecies.
所以他们可以接受耶稣是真理并且写下来告诉别人
This is why they were able to accept Jesus as the truth and proclaim it to others.
真理也是道德领域跟物质领域一个不变的道理
The truth is unchanging in both morality and the physical realm.
是绝对的也是人需要的
is absolute and is also necessary for human beings.
但是在今天的社会，尤其在美国
，But in today's society, especially in America,
不论在学校或者在媒体，都说真理是相对的。
Whether it be in schools or elsewhere, the truth of morality is relative.
我们只要互相彼此尊重，这个就是真理了。
People say we only need to respect each other.
哎，这听起来很不错啊。
This might sound nice.
但是。何谓尊重呢
？But what does respect really mean?
万一你对尊重的定义跟我对尊重的定义不一样
？If your definition of respect is different from my definition of respect,
怎么办
？What then?
那我对你的尊重，你不认为我在尊重你，你认为我要尊重你，我跟你的定义又不一样，我们怎么样彼此尊重呢？
I could think I'm respecting you, and you might think you're respecting me, but neither of us might think we're respecting each other mutually.
Not really respecting each other.
Okay.
我们必须要给尊重下一个绝对的定义，我们才能有彼此尊重，才能开始有这个彼此尊重的游戏规则。
There needs to be an absolute definition of respect. Only then can we play the game of respecting one another.
意识到最后，我们还是必须要回归到真理是绝对的这个事实才行。
Ultimately, we still need to go back to the fact that the truth needs to be absolute.
也许有些人说，我只要凭良心做好人，任何的宗教都可以帮助我上天堂，这个就是真理。
Other people also say, if you follow your conscience of being good, any religion can go to heaven.
你跟着你的良心做事，这才是崇高的真理。
This is an honorable belief.
开玩笑。
This must be joking.
今天自杀客比绝大多数的人都凭良心做事。
Today, the suicide bombers probably follow their conscience more than most people.
他们凭着自己的良心把你炸死。
They'll kill themselves along with you.
他也把自己炸死了。
They'll kill themselves.
够崇高吧。
Isn't this honorable?
在 Charlottesville, 在美国各地，台湾、香港，现在都到处有不同的示威游行。
In Charlottesville and other places in the United States, Taiwan and Hong Kong, many people have a lot of protests and conflicts.
在其中当中，大家打架有冲突，我可以保证，其中许多人他们都是凭着自己的良心在做事的。
Throughout all of these conflicts, I can guarantee that all these people are following their consciences.
同时，他们也是凭着自己的良心正在伤害别人。
And with their conscience, they are hurting others.
相对的道德只会带来灾难。
The relative morality can only bring about catastrophe.
在水平线上100°C, 无论在亚洲、美洲、欧洲、非洲，都会使水沸腾。
100°, whether it's in Asia, America, Europe, or elsewhere, will all cause water to boil.
道德律也是一样的，是一个绝对的律。
Same with morality, it's absolute.
也是超文化、超时空，不能有相对性。
It goes beyond culture and time and space.
因此只有神的话才是真理，那是一个绝对性的，不可能是人定的、人想。
Therefore, only God's word can be the truth. It can't be something thought of by man.
因为只要是人想的，就有相对性。
Because if it's from man, then it is relative.
只有超越人的神，他才能超越人文化的有限性。
Only God's word can go beyond the limitations of man's culture.
当耶稣说他就是真理的时候，
When Jesus said he is the truth,
实际上表明了他就是神的话。
He is saying he is the word of God.
神是用他的话创造宇宙，给予一切所有的物质有定律。
God used his word to create the universe, and he is the lawgiver.
然后耶稣说这个定律就是我，我就是神的话。
He said, "This is me. I am God's word."
然而，可以有些人可以挑战说：“耶稣，你口说无凭，你凭什么你可以这么讲？”
But people can challenge this statement. Why is this so?
实际上，对，口说无凭，因此。耶稣没有单单的自称是自己的真理，然后就要马上要人接受。
Right, you can ask this, but Jesus never demanded people to believe based solely on this statement.
耶稣乃是活在这个世界上，来到世间活了33.5年。
Jesus lived on this world for 33.5 years.
任由人来检验他的生命。
He let people examine him and his life.
检验他的教导。
Examine his teachings.
检验他的预言。
Examine his prophecies.
检验他的神迹。
Examine his miracles.
甚至检验他的复活。
Examine his resurrection.
看看他的生命的本质是不是充满绝对性的真理，毫无错误。
To see if his life is filled with absolute truth, with no mistakes.
然后在里面毫无矛盾 ，no conflict.
No conflicts.
当人在检验之后
，But after people examining his life.
这个时候就是我们的责任了，我们就要决定说，当我检验之后知道他是真理的时候，我们必须要有个责任说，我今天愿不愿意接受。
It is our responsibility to make a decision whether or not we to receive this truth.
因为接受这个真理或不接受，将会影响我们不但今生，还有来世。
Because whether or not we receive this will affect our lives now and in the future.
实际上我们不需要圣经，我们冥冥之中都有一种盼望在我们心里面。
And even without the Bible, we all have this We all have a desire.
希望公义能够临到那一批自私自利、伤害别人、误会别人的人。
Hoping justice can come to those who are selfish, those who hurt others, and those who wrongly accuse.
那些说话重伤我、又取笑我或取笑别人的人。
Those who slander and those who mock others.
那些嫉妒然后又说谎。
Those who are jealous and those who deceive.
或者在学校里面偷取我的思想或者功劳的人。
Or those who steal our ideas or credit.
哎，坏人总应该有个报应吧。
Shouldn't there be some punishment for those who are evil?
有人偷你的东西，打了你，撞了你，占你便宜，你总希望他有报应吧。
If someone hurts you like this, shouldn't you wish that there is a punishment?
如果你没有这种思想，从来没有的话，
If you've never had this feeling,
大概你还没有被人狠狠地伤害过。
You probably haven't been hurt deeply before.
大概你没失恋过。You never lost a relationship. 是的，这种公义的感觉是对的。
Indeed, this sense of justice is right.
没错，如果有人破坏了道德的律，那一个人的灵魂就应该受到这个宇宙道德律底下的一个公平的刑罚。
If anyone violates the law of morality, that person's soul should be punished with justice.
这个是真理。
This is the truth.
问题是我们必须要反问自己。
The problem is, don't we have to ask ourselves,
我是不是一个自私的人？
Don't I do these things?
我有没有伤害过别人？
Don't I hurt others?
我有没有误会过别人？
Don't I
mistake wrong others?
Don't I wrong others?
我有没有重伤过别人？我有没有取笑过别人？我有没有嫉妒？我有没有说谎？
Don't I wrongly accuse? Don't I slander? Or don't I mock others? Or am I not jealous or deceive others?
我有没有窃取别人的功劳？有没有说明呢？Steal other people's credit.
Don't I steal other people's credit?
在真理的光照下，不单能够显出别人有罪，也显出我也有罪。
And when we are in the truth, we not only see other people's sins, but our own as well.
圣经告诉我们，在世界上，一个无罪的好人、义人都没有。
The Bible tells us that no righteous person exists.
我们都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
当人的肉体死了以后，我们的灵魂都要面对审判。
And when we die, our souls must face judgment.
我们都是罪人，而且罪的工价乃是死。
We are all sinners, and
the wages
of sin. Wages of sin is death.
这里的死是指我们灵魂的死。
This death is the death of our soul or spirit.
这下惨了。
This is the case, aren't we all doomed?
这下我们都死定了。
We're all gonna die, we're doomed.
没有一个人可以避免。
There's not one person who can avoid this judgment.
怎么办？
What then?
美国在70年代的时候有个老法官。
In the 1970s in America, there is an old judge.
当他做了法官几乎快50年的时候，他退休了。
When he worked for almost 50 years, he retired.
在他年老的时候，他突然有一种莫名的恐惧在他心里面一直缠绕着他。
All of a sudden, he had this great fear in his heart.
因为他了解，在过去50年当中，他送了无数的人进了监牢，受了法律的制裁。
In these five decades, he sent countless of people to receive punishment.
因为这些人犯了美国的法律。
Because these people violated the law in America.
他们当然要面对他们自己所犯的法之后的刑罚。
They must face just punishment.
然后他想到他自己死了以后。
And then he thought of what happens when he dies.
那他的灵魂也应该要面对天国法律的审判。
He must also face heavenly judgment.
想到这里就惶恐不已。
When he thought of this, he was afraid.
他开始知道他没办法面对死亡。
He didn't know how to face death.
耶稣对门徒说，我去是为你们预备地方。
Jesus said to his disciples, I am going to prepare a place for you.
这不单是预备门徒们在天堂里的住处。
This not only means to prepare a place for them in heaven.
实际上耶稣在这边说我去预备什么呢我也是预备你们去天堂的道路。
He's also saying he's going to prepare the way.
因为人都有罪没有人有资格能够去天堂的。
Because man has sinned, we are not qualified to go to heaven.
那耶稣怎么能够帮门徒预备这条道路能够到天堂呢
So then how can Jesus prepare his disciples to go to heaven?
耶稣所谓的预备是指他再过几个小时以后他要为我们钉在十字架上。
The preparation Jesus was referring to was what was going to happen in the following hours, his crucifixion.
他将要担负我们的罪的刑罚。
He's going to bear the punishment of our sins.
为我们付上罪的代价。
And to pay the price of our sins.
这个恩典使我们这些人包括门徒们不再被定罪了。
Because of this grace, we are no longer condemned.
我们把我们该受的刑罚给了耶稣。
We gave him our punishment.
他却把他的生命给了我们。
And he gave us his life.
耶稣自己成为我们的赎罪祭。
Jesus himself became the sacrificial lamb.
他的牺牲成为我们引导我们进入生命的一条道路。
His sacrifice became the guide to lead us to life.
我现在在回去前面的那个退休的老法官。
And now back to the old judge.
当他听到耶稣为我们牺牲的这个信息以后
When he heard about this passage of Jesus,
他就欢然地接受耶稣成为他的救主。
He accepted Jesus as his Lord.
他深知法律运作的方式因为他一天到晚都在做有关法律的事情。
Because he knew how the law worked,
他说只要一个罪人的刑罚已经被执行过了已经做过之后这个人就恢复自由了。
If the price of the punishment is already paid, the man is free.
所以当这个老法官一接受耶稣的时候他就有了平安喜乐他就欢欢喜喜地度过他的余生。
So after this judge believed in Jesus, he was quite relieved.
约翰在约翰一书五章十二节这边说
In 1 John 5:12
他说人有了神的儿子就有生命
It states whoever has a son has life whoever does not have the son of God does not have life
没有神的儿子就没有生命耶稣借着十字架不但赐给我们永生的盼望
Through the cross Jesus not only gave us the hope of eternal life
他也可以赐给我们现在的生命也给我们真理教导我们现在怎么活
He also used the truth to teach us how to live in this life
也教导我们现在怎么面对死亡
And even how to die
因为道成了肉身在我们中间充充满满的有恩典有真理
Because the word became flesh and dwelt among us full of grace and truth
耶稣就是那个光那光是真光要照亮在世间的一切的人
Jesus is the light, the true light that gives light to everyone.
因为耶稣是生命的光，因此我们就被这生命的光给照亮，得到了引导。
Because the life of Jesus is light for man, we are enlightened.
我们有了这个光，我们就知道怎么活了。
When we have this light, we know how to live.
如果没有耶稣的话
，If we didn't have Jesus,
我们非但不知道怎么活，我们也不知道怎么死啊。
We wouldn't know how to live or even how to die.
两个月以前，我父亲重病住院。
2 months ago, my father was hospitalized with a severe illness.
他躺在床上，但是因为他小脑还有生命力。
He was lying on the bed, but because his cerebellum was still functioning,
所以碰触我父亲身体某一个部位的时候，他还有反应，他会动。
When you touched him, he would still have reflexes.
好像还有希望。
It looked hopeful.
而医生却对我们说他大脑已经没救了
But the doctor said there was no saving his cerebrum
他们医生又问我们一个问题你们家属决定什么时候拔管
The doctors asked us when we should pull the plug
你说我们面对这个问题又发现我们碰我爸爸还会动你说我们家人要怎么做这个决定呢
He asked us this even though when we touched our father, my father, he would still have reflexes.
如果没有耶稣给我们永生的盼望，
if we didn't have the promise of eternal life given by Jesus,
知道我父亲一定将来一定会在天堂，
and the knowledge that my father would go to heaven,
我们实在没办法平安地做一个决定，
we wouldn't have been able to make a decision peacefully.
我们将会很茫然，不知道，哎，我爸爸一辈子还需要，还是不是还要活？他是不是已经完成他在地上所有的希望呢？他要怎么面对死亡呢？他将来要面对审判怎么办呢？
If we didn't have Jesus, then we wouldn't have known where my father would be going. Did he accomplish the meaning of life on this earth? Can he face the judgment after death?
然而耶稣说复活在我。
However, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life.
生命也在我。我们既然有了耶稣，
If we have Jesus,
复活就在他的掌握当中，
then he is in control of the resurrection.
生命也在他的掌握当中，
he is in control of the life.
我们就很安然地让他掌握我们的生命，我们就知道怎么活，也知道怎么死。
And with this, we then know how to live and how to die.
耶稣说他是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
这个道路不是一条路径，
This way is not a route.
不是一张地图，
It's not a map.
不是一个方法，不是一个地点，
It's not a method. It's not a location.
不是理论，而是一个人，一位，那些超然的人也是神，那一位就是耶稣。
It's not a theory, but rather it's a person, and that person is Jesus.
他是有生命的，
He's alive.
它是有温度的。
Has warmth.
你说光光只有真理的这些公式化的东西，那是冰冷的，没有温度的。耶稣是有温度的，这个真理是有温度的。
This truth has warmth.
是活泼的。
And it's vivid.
这条道路也是正确真实的。
This way is correct.
有真理，有生命。
It has truth and life.
你有了耶稣，你就有了道路。
If you have Jesus, you have the way.
然后大家可能马上就问一个问题：那我怎么有耶稣呢？
But you guys might ask, how do I have Jesus?
耶稣说：你认识他，你就有他了。
Jesus said, if you know him, you will have him.
所以他跟多马说：这条道路，这条通天的道路，你是知道的。
So Jesus told Thomas, this way you already know.
因为你认识我。
Because you know me.
这个认识不是单单的所谓知道耶稣。
This knowing of Jesus isn't just knowing about him.
而是接受他，相信他，也依靠他的话来活。
It's to really know him, to accept him and believe in him, to have a relationship with him.
与他有关系。我最近两次到台湾。
These past couple of times I went to Taiwan.
都有台湾的弟兄姐妹到桃园机场接机。
There were brothers and sisters there who picked me up from the airport.
我完全不用考虑我下飞机之后要怎么办。
I didn't have to worry about what to do when I got off the plane.
那我所有的行程都已经被这个接机的人所安排好了。
The traveling plans have already been prepared by these people.
我不用去烦恼，我不用担心我待会儿出了飞机场之后，如果说到哪里，我中间路况出了状况。
I didn't have to worry about where I had to go or how to get there.
我唯一所要做的就是要接我机的人联络好关系就好了。
All I had to do was keep in contact with the people picking me up.
我跟他保持好关系就一切 OK 了。
As long as we kept in contact, everything would be okay.
那个接飞机的人就是我的道路。
That person picking me up from the airport was my way.
有了他，我就放心了。
If I had him, I didn't have to worry.
今天我们不但要知道有关耶稣的事情。
Today, we not only have to know about Jesus.
更要认识耶稣与他有个人的关系。
We must know him, really know him, and build a personal relationship with him.
就能让他成为我们的道路、真理、生命。
We must let him be our way, our truth, and our life.
这会让我们的生命有意义。
This will allow our life to have
meaning. 而且最重要的事情。
The most important thing is.
那是唯一的道路。The only way.
He is the only way.
前几年我在短宣的时候，我接触到一个学生。
A few years ago, I met a student on a mission trip.
当我离开短宣，正要准备要回美国的时候
，Before or when I had to go,
我告诉他我可能以后再也不会回去了。
I told her I might not be able to return.
这个学生就急哭了。
The student just started crying.
我看到他哭，我也哭了。
After I saw her crying, I started crying as well.
他说没有 Uncle George, 他将来要怎么样面对人生的困难？
She said, if there is no Uncle George, how could she face the troubles of her life?
因为那个时候我经常在各种借着不同的方式我在辅导他，因为他面对的家庭当中一个极大的难处。
Because during that time, I was comforting her because she was facing great difficulties in her family with great pain.
他哭了，我能怎么办呢？
And she was crying, what could I do?
我不能一直留在那边了。
It's not like I could just stay there.
那我要说什么呢？
So what was I supposed to tell her?
我就跟他说
I just told her,
我把耶稣给你
I will give you Jesus.
你就求告他
You just rely on him.
实际上当我说出那句话的那一刹那
Actually, at the time I was saying that,
我觉得有点想在讲空话，好像不太现实，也不负责任
I felt like I was just saying empty words. I didn't think I was being practical or responsible.
但是耶稣的话却是确实可靠的，是有功效的。
But Jesus's words are real and effective.
当耶稣说他是道路生真理生命的时候，他就是道路真理生命。
When he said he is the way, the truth, and the life, he really is the way, the truth, and the life.
几年后
，A few years later，
我在上个礼拜我再一次跟我这个学生联络上。
Last week, I was talking to the same student.
我发现他已经是一个经常外出短宣的一个小宣教士。
I found out that she herself goes on mission trips frequently.
也许他家里的困难还有。
Maybe her struggles with her family are still there.
但是他在 WeChat 上面跟我说。
But she told me through WeChat.
没有问题。
There's no problem.
我有耶稣。
I have Jesus.
他有一股耶稣的生命力在他的里面掌权。
She has the life of Jesus within her.
能够克服胜过一切的难处。
Which can conquer any and all difficulties.
如今她能够四处跟别人传扬。
So she is able to proclaim to others.
传扬什么呢？
And proclaim what?
耶稣就是道路、真理、生命。
That Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
朋友们。
Friends.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你愿意接受耶稣让他成为你通天的道路吗
？Are you willing to receive Jesus and allow him to become the way in your life？
让他成为你的道路、真理、生命吗
？To be your way, your truth, and your life？
在他里面可以享受真理
，So that you may enjoy the truth in him，
也得到他的生命
，And receive his life。